Okay, today's daf is daf Tes. We are on Chesim Abeis. We are up to Tanya Idach, which is five lines from the bottom, but just two or three points before we move on regarding Yovel, regarding Tekiah Shofar of Yovel. I mentioned that I would start off with the Sefer Chinuch that our friend mentioned at the Siyam HaShas. Sefer Chinuch in Shin Lamed Aleph says, Mishorshi HaMitzvah. What is the Shorish HaMitzvah behind Shofar of Yovel? Now, why don't we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? We understand why we blow Shofar. Tshuva, the Rambam says, Uri Shein HaMishin Aschem, to get us into it. But why do we blow Shofar once every 50 years? Now, that's, I don't think that's for inspiration, says the Sefer HaChinuch. So what's the reason? Lefishi Yadua, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Ki Kala Shofar Ta'ora Le'Bnei Adam, Im L'Shalom Yolam Al'chama. Shofar affects you. Even though it doesn't always inspire, something happens when you hear the shofar. The inyan shiluach avadim she'avad es adonav zman rav hu kasha me'od be'eni adonav. Sending out one's slaves is not an easy task. Somebody worked for me for so many years, and all of a sudden, for free, I have to send him free. It's kind of upsetting. I have to set my avadim free. Al kein la'orer lev habrios al ha'inyan. So in order to inspire people about this issue, ulechazik nafsham, ulehashirim al mitzvah, b'shamim es kol ha'shofar, bir osam ki davar ha'shava hu b'chol ha'aretz, v'shel ha'kol osim came. To put it into our language, misery loves company. You know, if you have to do something very difficult, all of a sudden you hear the shofar, so you know everybody's doing it. Oh, he has to send away his slaves, and he has to send away his slaves. Is everybody sending away their slaves? Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Nitzavinu al zeh, she'ein davar she'yechazik libos b'nei adam kemo maisa harabim. Right, there's nothing greater about giving us comfort than knowing that everybody else is in the same boat. Kema amar ha'chacham. Like the Chacham says, who's the Chacham? Quoting Rabbi Yosef ibn Kaspi, al-Echa. The Chacham says, tsar rabim nechama. Right, that's exactly. Misery loves company. Tsar rabim nechama. That's what he said. That's why we blow the shofar. That's the koach of the rabbit. Yeah.
There's something else that we do as a zecher to Yovel. Why all of a sudden are we blowing shofar?
What else do we do as a zecher to Yovel?
Nothing.
Why do we blow shofars? That's why I mentioned the musarvar yesterday about right. The gulas hanefesh. Gulas hanefesh. That's one message. Okay, but that's one. The sefer achidach. Why we blow the shofar in order to say misery loves company. There is another big discussion in the achronim. And that is, we just said that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, what happens? You blow Rosh Hashanah, Yovel's halachas really start on Rosh Hashanah, but there's a limbo period. There's a 10-day period, and then on Yom Kippur, they really go back. In between, they sit, they relax, they're not meshubit, they're not free. So there's a huge discussion in the Achronim. We know there's a halacha that an Eved Ivri, when he is owned, when he's meshubit to a master, his master is allowed to give him a shifcha knanis. Well, Shifcha Kananis, beginning of Parsha Mishpatim, master's allowed to give him Shifcha Kananis, though Shifcha Kananis is usually usur for to be with a full Jew, Xeris HaKosav and Eved Ivri, Rabba Mosul or Shifcha Kananis. That's the halacha. The question that is asked by the Achronim is, what about during these 10 days? During these 10 days, could the Eved still live with his Shifcha Kananis or not? Is he really more Eved? He's not free yet, but he's... So that's a big discussion in the Achronim. The Menachas Chinuch assumes not because it goes L'mafreya. Because once Yovel kicks in, then backwards he was for sure full 10 days. But I saw others that say maybe it's connected to another Machlokas Rishonim. In Maseches Kiddushin. We know that an Eved is allowed to be marry a Shifcha Kananis. Is that only if the Rav forces him to have a Shifcha Kananis? Because after all, what does the Torah say? That the Rav is allowed to give him a Shifcha Kananis in order to have Lados, in order to have children, to work for him. What do we say then? No, he has the heter. Is he allowed to marry a Shifcha Kananis even if the master is not interested in having children to serve him? So that's a machlokas. The Ritva in Kiddushin on Daf Yadal, it says that an Eved is allowed to marry a Shifcha Kananis even if the master is not interested in having children. It's a heter HaTorah. Heter HaTorah, that's specifically connected to the service. Mashekid, others, Achronim, or argue on this Ritva and says, no, the Torah is specific. Rabbo Moser lo Shifcha Kananis. That's the language of the Gemara. So that's a machlokas Rishonim. So some suggest that maybe that would have importance here, according to the Ritva, who says that the Eved is allowed to marry a Shifcha Kananis even without being forced to have one. So then here too, it's not specifically part of his avoda. So during these 10 days, when he's not doing avoda, he's still allowed to marry her. Mashenkin, if you say that it's specific, that the Rav is allowed to give him a Shifcha Kananis, so then maybe it would be not allowed. I guess that might be connected to that, to the machlokas, but again, there's a big discussion in the poskim here. How do you view these 10 days? How much, which halachas have stopped and which halachas have not stopped? Okay, and just the last line that we did yesterday, because I ran through it. Let me just do it again. V'rabbanan, we quoted the Shita that our Mishnah is according to Rabbi Shmuel Ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Broka, and that's why he's a Rosh Hashanah. I, the Rabbanan hold that the real day of Yovel starts Yom Kippur, so they're not the opinion of our Mishnah. So therefore, what did they do with the Pasuk that says, V'kidashim eshnas ha-chamishim shana, which sounds like you shall sanctify the 50th year, the entire year, from day one. What do they do with that pasuk? So they learn out, v'rabbanan, shanim ata mekadesh, v'i ata mekadesh chadashim. They learn out that years are sanctified and that months are not sanctified. In other words, it's the idea that we've all grown up with, that we'll talk about for a long time in this Masechta, and that is that Beis Din says every month, mekudesh, mekudesh, the month is sanctified. This day should be Rosh Chodesh. So this sheet of the Rabbanan doesn't hold of that. The Beis Din does not have to sanctify each month. They only have to sanctify the years. When do they sanctify? It happens to be Yom Kippur is when they start the Kedusha of Yovel. But that's what the Pasuk is teaching me, not that it starts on Rosh Hashanah. So on this idea about Shanim versus Chadashim, years and months and cycles, says a very important Meshech Chachma on this, which will be referred to also later on our daf. The Meshech Chachma at the beginning of Parshas Bahar, where the Meshech Chachma says that it's interesting that in the Torah you find the Lashon of Shabbos Lashem, and you also by Shabbos, and you also find the Lashon like that by Shemitah, Kili Haaretz. Kili Haaretz and other psukim. He says Shabbos and Shvius have an affinity, and Yontif and Yovel have an affinity. Shiluach Avadim being sent, there's Aliyah L'Regel, Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim is Yontif, and Avadim go free on Yovel. Says the Meshech Chachma, there's a parallel between Shabbos and Shvius. Shabbos, in his words, Shabbos is to Yontif, what Shvius is to Yovel. What does that mean? Elam niladis adi nira. The dina asal hashmina. The kemod the kedusha Shabbos chalukah mikdush as Yontif. The Shabbos kviya v'kayma. Shabbos is kavua, but Israel don't decide Shabbos. I could scream all day. It's not Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. It's going to be Shabbos whether I like it or not. Shabbos is kviya v'kayma. V'yontif v'yisrael makach ilhu in kachrias yamim tovim. The Klal Yisrael is Makadesh, they sanctify and decide, Ubi Adam Lahaktim Zmanu Ula'achro. So, so too, says the Meshech Chachma, Kein Chaluka Kedusha Shvias Mi Kedushas Yovel. To Komash Noheges B'Shvias Noeg B'Yovel, Rakti Yovel Talya Im Lotaku, as we're going to have today. It's only Yovel if Klal Yisrael is doing things. Right, nowadays, there's no more Yovel. Why isn't there any more Yovel B'Zman Hazeh? Forget the reason that we lost count. But let's say we can figure it out, but still, because certain halachos we don't do, Shofar, Shiluach, Avadim, the Gemara Amid Beis is all about that today. Yovel is totally on something, it's totally on our actions. Masha'en Kein Shemitah. Shemitah has nothing to do with us. Right? What did it say? That we were Mavato all these Shemitahs. And that's why we went into Galus. So that showed that there is Shemitah. We just didn't fulfill it. Lokein Shemitah, who Kadosh Ba'atzmuso, V'yafkata D'malka, V'yeinu Tali B'kdushas Yisrael. That's why by Shvias it says Shabbos Lashem. And even if they didn't count, there is Kedusha Shvias. Unlike Yovel, what does Yovel say? V'kidash Tem. You shall be Makadesh, Yisnas HaChamishim. So he proves it from Sukkim. Avol Yovel Mora Shiluach Havadim. Etc. So if you look at that Meshech Chachma, it's the first one of Parshas Bahar, the second paragraph, where he talks about Shemitah and Shabbos versus Yovel and Yontif. And there are parallels, and he gets that based on Pesukim. Okay, so that has to do here with you sanctify months, you sanctify days, and here's Shanim Adav Makadesh, so we hold that Bnei Yisrael is Makadesh Yovel. Okay, so now we move on, fifth to last line, Chesam Abayis, last word. Tanya Idach, Yovel He. It is Yovel, the Pasuk says. It sounds like it's excluding something. It is Yovel. So Matam Alaber, what is that phrase teaching me? Since the Pasuk says that you must sanctify the 50th year, so I might have thought that just like the beginning has 10 special days, according to Rabbi Shmuel Ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka. Really, it starts off Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Tishrei, and it goes to 10 special days. So I might think that also there are 10 special days from the following year that are also in Kedushas Yovel. That's the Havamina, right? They're just like the first 10 days are special. I might think that the next 10 days are also, the 10 days of the 51st year are also part of Yovel, I might have thought. The Atatama, and don't think this is such a strange concept that you're going to be adding on from the outside, why? Shehare Mosifin Michol HaLakodesh. Because we know that there's a concept of Tosefes, Kedusha, right, on weekday, which we'll talk about on the next Amud. So therefore, I might have thought that Tama Lomar, that's the Pasuk, Yovel he. This is Yovel. Shnas HaChamishim, Shnas HaChamishim Atam HaKadosh. Yovel he Shnas HaChamishim. Shnas HaChamishim Atam HaKadosh, Yovel HaKadosh Shnas HaChamishim Va'achas. The year 50 is Kadosh, and not year 51. So that is the drasha. You might have thought Tosefes. I, Verabanan, asks the Gemara Verabanan, who don't have the first 10 days of Yovel as Kadosh, so then you don't need a pasuk. There would be no Havamina to say that the following 10 days are Kadosh. Just parenthetically, you might have said just the opposite svara. You might have said, if you say that Yovel starts on Yom Kippur, so maybe it goes to the following Yom Kippur. But the Gemara assumes the opposite. The Gemara says, no. If you assume the first 10 days are not Kadosh by Yovel, so you for sure say the following 10 days of the following year are also not Kadosh. That's the svara of the Gemara. So according to them, you don't have a Havamina to include the following year, the next 10 days. So what's this pasuk of Yovel he teaching me? So the Gemara says the following. Shnas chamishim atamone, vi'i atamone shnas chamishim, kama, v'achas, kama. Tosas really has a better gear for how we translate it. The Yovel, the 50th year, counts as year 50. It doesn't count as year 1. Meaning there is a Machlokas Tanoim we're going to have later on. Does Yovel count as the first year of the following Shemitah cycle? Or do you say, no, there's year 50 and then there's year 1? Do you constantly have years of 49, and the following 50th year happens to be year 50 and year 1 to the following cycle? Or do you say, no, there's year 50 and then there's year 1? So that is a machlokas tanam. So that is what's being alluded to here. The Rabbanan hold the 50th year is mekudesh. V'iyatamon eshnas chamishim. Don't count the 50th year as the 50th year. V'achas, and as the first year of the following cycle. Look at the top Tosfos. Just has a gear so that works a little better. V'iyatamon eshnas chamishim v'achas below vav. Take out the vav. Garas. Deishnas chamishim rishona l'shvias haba. So if you read our Gemara without the vav, it reads a little smoother. Shas chamishim v'yatamona, v'yatamona shas chamishim achas. Don't count the 50th year as year 1. La'afuki mit Rabbi Yehuda. This goes against the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The amar shnas chamishim ole l'kan u'l'kan. Rabbi Yehuda says in Masech, on the side of Masech Hazadarim, that the 50th year works for both. It works for year 50 and it works for year 1. Kamash Malan Delo. So that's the Chiddush of the Rabbanan, that you do not say that. So this is how we pass as the Machlokas we've shown him. Tosfos here says that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that we do hold Lakan Lakan. We do hold year 50 and year 1. The Rambam seems to paskin against Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah says that, no, we pass like the Rabbana, that you don't count it. It's major machlokas Rishonim. Halakha L'maisa, we have to know. Yeah.
If you hold that Shemitah every 7 years from the beginning of creation,
if you hold that Shemitah is every 7 years from the beginning of creation,
then you have to hold
that if you didn't take any years in between. If you didn't have, right, because there were Yovels. Right, so if you say 7 years from the beginning of creation, then that would be assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, because there would be no years in between.
Right.
In a Finami. So again, Rishonim take sides on this, right? There's a Rashi Al HaTorah somewhere that talks about calculates how many years we went into Galus for, and calculates all the Shemitahs and the Yovlos that we didn't observe. So I think there Rashi assumes that Yovel is a separate year, because he adds up all the Shemitahs that we didn't do, and he adds up all the Yovels that we didn't do. Okay. Fourth line. Okay, so today we have, on Amud Aleph at least, two famous sugyas which we've discussed in the past, but it's a good time to review them. First is Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes, and the second one is eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So first, Udemosifin Michol Al Kodesh Bin Alon. So we had brought up Derech Agav 4 lines ago in the Havamina this concept of Tosefes Shabbos V'yantif. So how do you know Tosefes Mosifin Michol Al Kodesh Ditanya? The following it says in the Brisa Becharish Uva Katsir Tishbos. Pasuk says that from plowing and from reaping, from cutting, you shall rest. The first part of this pasuk was talking about Shabbos, but this phrase is unclear. Is it Shabbos or is it Shvius? Bacharish v'kasher tishbos. So Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva assumes it's talking about Shvius, and therefore he learns as follows: Eino tzarach lomer charish v'kasher shel Shvius. This pasuk does not have to teach me actual plowing and reaping during Shvius. Why? Because I have another pasuk. Shrekfar nemar. There's already a pasuk in Parshas Bahar. Sod chalosizra v'char mechalosizmar. Right. It's karma chalos Israel. So you already have another pasuk that teaches me not a lot of plow, not a lot of plant during shvius. Ella, so what must this pasuk be referring to? Charish and katsir. Ella charish al erev shvius hanichras l'shvius. It must be referring to the charish, the plowing of erev shvius that goes into shvius. This tosefes shvius before shvius. The katzir shel shviyas ayotzi lemotzoi shviyas. And also the katzir of shviyas that goes out to motzoi shviyas. Rashi says the tfua that grew a third, hevias shlish b'shviyas, has to be treated with kedusha. And the Ritva expands and says that this doesn't mean kedushas peiro shviyas. Because that's obvious. You don't need a limud. If I have fruit that grew during Shvius, a month after Shvius, of course that's still, you have to treat that with Kedusha Shvius. Right? If you have wine, right, there's a big issue comes up by wine with Havdalah, they got Havdalah with wine that came from Peir Shvius. You can't spill, you're not allowed to dip your candle into that, because that's, you have to drink it all. You know, la, right, you have to drink it. You can't be ma'abed Peir Shvius. That's going to come out, I think, next year is Shvius. So says the Brisa, according to Rabbi Akiva, this katsir, the word katsir is saying that you have to be mosif onto motzoi shvius. I didn't finish the thought. So the Ritva says it's not peir shvius, but it's just talking about more avodas hakarka that's a continuation of the work that was done during shvius. So Rabbi Kiva says this is the makar for tosefes. Makar for tosefes, Shabbos, Yontif, Yom Kippur, everything is tosefes shvius. That is the makar. If you look at the Mishnayos at the beginning of Masechet Shviyas, it talks all about different levels of tosefes. For different types of trees and different types of fields, there are different levels of tosefes. Some there's a month, some there's 2 months, some from Shavuos. But that is the halach of tosefes according to Rabbi Akiva. Yeah.
For the one before, though, it sounded like tosefes is another concept that we're going to apply it.
Oh, so from the guard, it sounds like this Tosef. Well, they were talking about Tosefes Yovel.
Here it's
Shemitah.
It's very similar.
So it's similar, same worlds, but again, we're going to have a separate drasha for Shabbos and Yontif and Yom Kippur. So if they're all need to require a separate drasha. They're all Kedusha Zman. That's correct. It's all about Kedusha cannot be held in a vacuum. Kedusha spreads. Yeah. Right, so the first part. Because Shabbos, for sure, Lasaza Kol Malacha. Shabbos, you also have a separate pasuk. So the question is, this is obviously extra, so it's extra for what? So the context there is also mentioned Shvius, so that's why that's the machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel holds like you.
I mean, other malachas are singled out.
Two malachas are singled out. Los Avaroish and Hotzah, and the Gemara talks about those two. Why are those singled out? Hotzah is malacha geruah, the Gemara says in Shabbos, and then Los Avaroish is Lalav Yasav and Lachalak Yasas. Those are the only two.
Yeah, maybe there's another two.
So, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's another two. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel argues. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, this is talking about Shabbos. So, what is this talking about? So, what's the limud of the extra psukim by Charish and Katsir? Macharish Rishus, Av Katsir Rishus. To teach me that what is usur on Shabbos? Just like plowing, which is a Rishus, which is not a mitzvah, because there is no such thing as a plowing that's a mitzvah. So, just like the Charish that's usur on Shabbos is a Rishus, Av Katsir Rishus. So, too, the plowing on Shabbos that is not allowed is a Rishus type of reaping. Yatza katzir ha-omer shehu mitzvah. To exclude katzir sa-omer, cutting the carbon ha-omer, cutting the omer that you bring, the grains that you bring for the korban ha-omer from the barley grains, so that you're allowed to do the katzira even on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Shmuel. That's what this pasuk is teaching me. Nothing to do with Tosefes. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, you need a different makar for the concept of Tosefes. So Rabbi Shmuel, Mosif and Michal al-Kodesh minolan. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, how are you Mosif? What's the makar for Tosefes? Kedusha al-Chol. Nafgale, he learns it down mitanya from the following brisa. V'nitza b'nafsho seichem, you shall afflict your souls by Yom Kippur b'tisha, on the ninth day of Tishrei. Yochel b'tisha, I might think really the fasting starts on, we have to fast on the ninth. Tamalomer b'erev. No, it says at night. I might think, no, it only starts late at night on the 10th of Tishrei. Tamalomer b'tisha, it says the ninth. So what is it? So haketzad maskla masanim ibod yom. So it must be that you start on the ninth and you continue into the tenth. Melamich shemosifin michol al kodesh. It's teaching me that you're mosif michol al hakodesh. That's the makar according to Rabbi Yishmael. Ainli ala beknisaso b'tiyasu minayin. I only know that this means you have to add on to Yom Kippur at the beginning. B'tiyasu minayin. How do you know you have to add on to Yom Kippur a little bit at the end? Tamalomar me erev ad erev. From that pasuk, ainli al Yom Kippur Shabbos Minayin. I only know Yom Kippur. What about Shabbos? Even though there are parallels, they're both called Shabbos Shabboson. But still, you need a separate makar. Tamalomar Tish Besu Yom Tov Minayin. How do you know Yontif? Tamalomar Shabbat Chem. Haketzad. So putting all this together, Kol Makom Sheish Bo Shvos Mosifin Michol Al Kodesh. Wherever there is an Isra Malacha, there's Shvisa. Mosifin Michol al HaKodesh. So there's a concept of Tosefes. So we know this is the concept of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yantif. We have a little more at the beginning, a little more at the end. This is why the Minhag of Klal Yisrael is to light candles a little bit before. We don't light candles at Shkia. Right? We light candles either 18 minutes before Shkia, or the Mishnah Berurah suggests 20 minutes before Shkia. Why did the Mishnah Berurah say 20 minutes? Why do we do that? Why do we do 20 minutes? Based on the Shita of the Yireim. If you remember from Masechta Shabbos. Because the Yireim holds, against all other shitas, the Yireim holds that Bein HaShmashos is before Shkia. Bein HaShmashos is before Shkia. We usually assume that Bein HaShmashos is between Shkia and Seitz. But the Yireim says that Bein HaShmashos is before Shkia. So if you work out the math, how long is Bein HaShmashos? So if you assume that for that the, also Machlokas, Gemara and Shabbos, Gemara and Pesachim, if you assume 72 minutes is 4 mil, and the Gemara says Bein HaShmashos is 3 quarters of a mil, so if you do the math, that works out to be 18 minutes is Bein HaShmashos. So if 18 minutes is Bein HaShmashos, Bein HaShmashos is Suffolk itself. So according to the Ram, you have to add on a little bit to Bein HaShmashos in order to get Tosefes. That's why the Mishnah Berurah suggests 20 minutes. So we do 20 minutes to light candles beforehand, because you get a little Tosefes even according to the Ram. But again, the minhag of most many other places is 18 minutes. That might be also the Yireim, but just you don't have to be machmir to have Tosefes for the Yireim. Yireim itself is a chumrah. So that is the that is why we light 20. There's a big mystery before we talk about the mahus of Tosefes, what all the Ekonim talk about, why the Rambam basically does not quote the mitzvah of Tosefes. He only quotes it in Hilchos Shvisas Asar, by Isser Malacha, by Inui of Yom Kippur. That's the only place he quotes Tosefes. Nowhere in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yantif does the Rambam quote Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yantif. There's a big discussion, does he not hold of it at all? That's what the Pnei Yeshua here assumes, he doesn't hold of it. By other places, does he assume it's a mitzvah midrabanan? That's what the Magen Mishnah holds in Hilchos Shvisas Asar. The Rambam does hold of it, it's just not d'oraisa, it's drabanan. So it's a big discussion why he doesn't hold of it. There are lumduses. Maybe he does hold of it somewhere else. But Lamaisa, Pashtus, he does not quote the halacha of Tosefes. And this is, by the way, why in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Samach Aleph, where the halacha of Tosefes is quoted, what's the language of the Shulchan Aruch? Yesh Omrim, Shetzarech Lahosef Michol HaLakodesh. There are some that say that you should be Mosef Michol HaLakodesh. Usually the Shulchan Aruch quotes Yesh Omrim as a second opinion. Here, this is the only opinion he quotes. Yesh Omrim. So the Bir Halacha says, Noktu Balashan Yesh Omrim, Mishum Taha Rambam Cholik Alzeh. He goes to Yesh Omrim to allude to the fact that the Rambam, Maran, right, doesn't hold of Tosefes, and that's why he quotes it as a Yesh Omrim. But again, Minhag of Klal Yisrael is to be Mosef. There is a big discussion in the Achronim, the main sugya of Tosefes, how do we view Tosefes? We discussed this a little bit on Shmini Atzeres. That is, when we say we add on to the day, does that really mean that it's the calendaric day came earlier? It's Mamish that day? What do we say then? No, I'm Mosif, I can Mokabel an Isser Malacha upon myself. But really, it's not that day yet. It's just early. It's early, and many, many Nafkaminas. So the ones who made this famous, we discussed on Shmini Atzeres, are the Taz and the Marshal. You have to wait to sit in the Sukkah in Galus, right, in Galus, where we sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres night. So, do you have to wait to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres night? Because, are you worried that you're going to sit in the sukkah, but you're not going to make a bracha because it's Shmini Atzeres? But 1 second, it's still sukkah, so you should have to make a bracha. So if you wait till Vaday nighttime, then for sure it's Shmini Atzeres. So of course there's no Leishiva sukkah. You have to sit in the sukkah because that is the that's the halacha of Yisuvei, where we sit in the sukkah based on the Gemara, but you don't make a bracha. And we discussed how do you not sit in the sukkah. We discussed that then, all the makaris. But says one of the opinions, you have to wait. The other opinion is the Taz says, what are you talking about? What do you have to wait for? Says the Taz. It's a different day. In Tafrei Samachas, it says, Kfar Cholaf Hayom. It's the nighttime already. The Marshal says, you have to wait. That's the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to wait to be makri here. But the Taz says, I don't understand this. He says, Misha Mosef Michol HaLakodesh Hu Osa Al Pitzuvei Toraseinu HaKadosha Kfar Cholaf V'Halach Mimenu Chovas Hayom Mashahaya Alav Kodem Zeh V'Avi Kamo B'Laila U'Machar Mamish, says the Taz. It's the next day. So obviously, they're arguing about how do you view Tosefes? Is it the real day came earlier or not? There's a Tosefes and Ksubas and Daf Mem Zayin that says you're allowed to get married, based on a Nukimta of the Gemara, you're allowed to get married during Tosefes Yantif. Tosefes Yantif, you're allowed to get married. Because Tosefes has the Kasha, the Gemara seems to say you can get married on Yantif. So the Gemara says, hey, ain't ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. You're not allowed to get married on Yantif because it's a ma'arvin b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha. Says Tosefes, don't worry, this is Tosefes Yantif. What do you mean Tosefes Yantif? Isn't that Yantif also? So again, Tosefes assumes not. Tosefes assumes that it's not. It is not the case. And just one more, the Netziv and Tshuva, the Meshav Davar. We mentioned this on Yantif. This is the Shiloh that he got. A woman lit candles on Shabbos Kodesh Shachal B'Yantif. It was a Shabbos Yantif. And a woman lit candles. And Rechman al-Aslan, after she lit candles, she found out that she lost a Karov. So the question is, what happened? It wasn't really Yantif yet. She didn't have to do any malacha, so she just sits on the floor. She was Nohag Avelus for 2 minutes before Yantif really started. So the question is, this was the first day of Yantif. So the question is that she asked, that the child came to the Nesiv was, do we say that she already did Shiva for 5 minutes and there was no more Shiva after Yantif? That was the child that the Nesiv got. So the Nesiv writes back, he says, before you asked me that, why don't you ask me a better kasha? Should she have sat down for 5 minutes? Because maybe it's Yantif and it doesn't count anyway, and it's meaningless. So he says, that's the better question you should have asked me. The Nirazeh, he says, it's totally on this Chakira. In Tosefetz Yantif, Moel Gam L'Simchas Yantif, Arak L'Shvises Malacha, Velo L'Mitzvah Simcha. So the Nesiv says, it's based on this issue. He doesn't really answer it, he just says, it's based on this issue. So they probably sent him a letter back. So Rabbi, tell us what the Pesach is. But that is, again, this is a big discussion in Tosefetz. Okay, just before we move on, also just one other Ha'ara. Tosefetz Shabbos and Yantif is also one of the 20 examples that Rabbi Yosef Engel brings as a Siyag D'Oraisa. Siyag D'Oraisa, usually we're familiar with Asu Siyag LaTorah on a Derabbanan level. We're not allowed to write with our left hand on Shabbos because we might come to write with our right hand. You're not allowed to do certain Mekachu Memkar called Gzeira Shem Yechto. But sometimes the Torah itself asters A because it doesn't want you to do B, even though both are D'Oraisa. Hilchas Yichud and Negiyah are one example. Other types, the Ran says Bal Yerubay Yimatzeh for Daf Aleph in the Rif in Psachim. Bal Yerubay Yimatzeh is a Siyag D'Oraisa, so you don't come to eat Chameis. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, Tosefet Shabbos and Yantif is also a Siyag based on a Medrash. About that we don't know exactly time. So we think, like, it beeps. Oh, we know exactly what time it is. We don't know exactly what time it is. So that's the mitzvah of Tosefetz. It's a siyag d'oraisa, so you don't come to violate. Okay, so that's another example. Many examples of this. The Kesef Mishnah says, Bishul Basar B'Chalav is a siyag d'oraisa for eating Basar B'Chalav. Kesef Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchas Tumas Meis says that. Okay, many examples, but we'll leave it at that. Let's continue. For Rabbi Akiva, 6 lines from the bottom, for Rabbi Akiva, who does not need this extra pasuk of V'inisa to teach me Tosefes. So, hi V'inisa v'zav Yosechem v'tisha mayavaleh. So, what does he use this pasuk of V'inisa v'zav Yosechem for? So, he uses that for a different famous discussion. Look at the Tani Chia Barav Difti. This is the 4th line. This is coming up in the Daf Yomi. The 4th and final time. So, let's get it down pat right now. Right here on the side. Brachas Psachem Yuma. Rosh Hashanah. The Tanya of Chia Barami Difti, V'yinisa B'nafsho Seichem B'tisha, you shall afflict yourself on the 9th. V'chi B'tisha Misanim, V'halo Basir Misanim. What do you mean on the 9th? You're supposed to fast on the 10th. Elo Malacha, so why did it say the 9th? Kol Ha'ochel V'shoseh B'tishi, Ma'ale Alav HaKasav, Ki'ilu Hisane Tishi V'asiri. Whoever eats on the 9th is as if he fasted on the 9th and the 10th. This does not mean, say the poskim, that there's a Lechad Chila to fast on the 9th. There's even an Isser to fast on, there's a mitzvah saseh to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So you're not allowed to fast on the 9th, but at least in the kaviyachol sense, it's considered as if you ate, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu appreciates it that you ate on Erev Yom Kippur. So again, this is something that we discussed a couple of years ago in a Shabbat Shuvah Drasha, the nature of this din. So again, the two well-known ideas are Rashi in Maseches Yuma, which we just had a couple of weeks ago. A couple weeks ago, I said the Yuma Pei Aleph, a couple months ago, goes fast. Yuma Pei Aleph, where Rashi says this is a din of Hachana. Hashem, Chazdei Hashem. Hashem knows that you're going to eat anyway on Erev Yom Kippur, so he says, you know what, I'm going to make it into a mitzvah. So you get more zchuyos right before Yom Kippur. Unbelievable Chazdei Hashem. That's the Rashi, that's the Rush. That's a din of Hachana. There's even a Shita that says just the opposite. The Shibali Haleket says it is Hachana, but in the opposite way. Because that's the Shibali Haleket, if you eat a lot in Erev Yom Kippur, it's harder to fast. It's harder to fast on Yom Kippur. So he also says Hachana, but it's in the opposite way. Okay, but that's the one approach, is that it's a din of Hachana. The other side is that we have a Rabbeinu Yonah, and it's also alluded to here on our daf, in the Ritva, that it's really Su'udas Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a Yontif, like all the Yom Tovin, there's covered Yontif, but you need a Su'udas Yom Kippur. But, you know, there's a problem, because there's, you know, a lot of eat on Yom Kippur. So what do? You bump it up a little bit. You bump it up a little earlier, says Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, and that is why the nature of the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. We discussed the assumptions of that Shita a couple of years ago. How could you have a Suda before Yom Kippur? Maybe must be Yom Kippur really started on a certain level. But there are many, many nafkaminas. Probably the first one that's quoted in all the Achronim in our daf is Rabbi Kiva Eger. Are women chayiv? Are women chayavas in the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? That's his Shaila. And he says that if it's a din in Su'udas Yantif, that there's no specific makar to include them, so maybe they're pturos. Mashiach, if it's a hachana for Yom Kippur, then just like they have to fast, they also need the hachana. So they need the hachana, so therefore they would be included. That's in Reb Kiva Eger in a tshuva. There's another nafkamina brought up by the Ksav Sofer. What if there is a chola, and the chola is not going to fast anyway? You know he's not going to fast. Chol Sheish Posakan, he's not going to fast anyway. So is there a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? So again, if it's totally on the Hachana, so then what's he being Mechon for? Not being Mechon for, he's not going to be able to end up fasting. Masha'enkein, if you say it's a din of Suda, then of course he has to hold of the Suda. There are the Stechemic quotes, maybe that's not such a good nafgamina. Because, you know, Yeshua Hashem Keharafayin. Who says that this guy's going to have to fast? Yeshua Hashem Keharafayin. Maybe he will be able to fast in a couple hours. So maybe he still should be Machmir or just do the mitzvah. Not such a difficult mitzvah. He should do the mitzvah anyway. Do you need bread? That's the Minchas Chinuch Safek. Do you need bread? He says, no makar tells me that you need bread on Erev, right? All the stories about the Gdolim that had sucking candies all day. So they're obviously, at least they're assuming, holding, hoping, like the other Shita. Again, so maybe it's Tali on whether it's a din of the Suda or not. He says it the opposite way. He says that maybe you need bread because it's enough Hachana and you have to be satiated. Bread satiates you. Masheki Suda, you find the idea of Suda and without bread. Like Suda's Purim, Suda's Chanukah. So, but again, you might have said just the opposite. Bread is a din of the Suda. It's another one. Again, there are many. Does it start the night before? The Shulchan Aruch Kodesh discusses, does it start the night before? Right, the night before Yom Kippur. So again, din of the Suda might start the night before. Hachana is you might lose the feelings from your stomach by then. But there's one other idea behind this mitzvah. We know Hachana, we know Suda, but we mentioned at the time also that there's a third idea behind the mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rav Soloveitchik. They both say the same exact idea. Rabbi Yaakov writes it in Emes LeYaakov, and Rav Soloveitchik writes it, it's brought in Ha'ari Kedah. And that is, we know, not long ago, we learned Maseches Beitza. And Maseches Beitza spoke all about Muksa. So the Rambam gave three reasons in Hilchos Shabbos for Muksa. One of them was, that on Shabbos, especially in the olden days, people didn't drive cars, people didn't do malacha, some people sat around all day. So it didn't look much different weekdays and Shabbos. So Chazal needed what the Rambam termed a shvisa nikeres. They needed a recognizable resting. So how are you going to change things? So you can't touch things. You can't move certain things. That what else? There's no other hope for these Yoshe Kronos. They sit around and shmooze all day. So what's going to be different about Shabbos and Yontif? So the Rambam says, there's no Shvisa Nikeres. So that is the Rambam by Hilchas Muksas. It says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rav Soloveitchik, the same thing with Yom Kippur. In order for it to be a Shvisa Nikeres, so you need the contrast of eating on Erev Yom Kippur and then fasting on Yom Kippur. Because if you don't eat much on Erev Yom Kippur, so you're not going to see the contrast so much. So they both say it's a kiyum in Yom Kippur. It's the contrast of Erev Yom Kippur leading into Yom Kippur. El yisod hadin shel achila be'Erev Yom Kippur ein a mitzvah achila el iser shel tainus be'Erev Yom Kippur shetei shvisa nikeres. That's why Rav Soloveitchik also even adds the Rambam doesn't quote the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur in Hilchos Shvisa Asar. All he quotes is the iser of inui. He only quotes it in a backhanded way in Hilchos Nedarim. If you make a neder, then you're going to fast, so you're not allowed to fast on Erev Yom Kippur. That's the only place the Rambam quotes it. Why doesn't he quote it per se as a mitzvah? No, it says Rav Soloveitchik. That's exactly the point, because it's not a din per se. It's a part of the inui. It's the contrast in order for the inui to be more apparent on Yom Kippur. On a Durabanan level, some Mefarshim explain, that we touched on this once before, Tainus Esther and Purim. Tainus Esther is a different type of fast day than the other half fast days. Right? Tainus Esther is not like the other four, which are Zechel Churban. Tainus Esther is a Tainus Shel Simcha in the Lashon of the Sefer HaManhig. It's the only one, Tainus Esther is the only one that's made earlier if it falls out on Shabbos. Tainus Esther falls out on Shabbos, you fast on Sunday, on Thursday earlier. Even though the usual rule is Akdume Peranusa Lo Makteminon. Usually, Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. You push it to Sunday. Right? You have a regular Shabbos meal. Tainus Esther, you fast the previous Thursday. How can you bake it earlier? Because Tainus Esther isn't about being sad. Tainus Esther is a kiyum of Purim. If you properly observe Tainus Esther and you daven and you think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you'll appreciate Purim. So Tainus Esther and Purim, similar, go together, like here, on a Daraisa level, eating an Erev Yom Kippur and fasting on Yom Kippur. Tana Rabbanan. Here we go. Tesla base. Tana Rabbanan. Says the Braisa, Yovel Hi. So it sounds like it is Yovel. It is Yovel no matter what. So, Rashi actually quotes the Psukim, as we mentioned. There are a few halachas of Yovel that are noheg, and the question is, which one of those halachos, we'll mention three, sending away avadim, sending land back to their original owners, and blowing shofar. Those are three ideas of Yovel. Which of those are definitional to Yovel? And if you don't have them, then Yovel does not exist. What do you mean doesn't exist? What else is there? Shemitas karka. What else exists? the Isser of plowing Harisha and Zriya. Rashi and Tosas both say that here. That the whole Amud here is deciding which of the first three that I mentioned is definitional to Yovel, sending away Avadim, sending land back to their original owner, and blowing shofar on Yom Kippur. Which of those is definitional in terms of the Isser of Shemitah's Karka? Which of those do you need to say then that there's going to be an Isser to work the land? That's the question of the Gemara. So Tana Rabbanan, Yovel he, so the Bachlokas. Aval bishalo shamtu, aval bishalo taku. It's Yovel, even if you didn't send the land back to the owners, and even if you didn't blow shofar. Yochel aval bishalo shilcho. You might have thought that it's Yovel, even if you didn't send the slaves free. Tamalomar he. That's the exclusion of Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the defining characteristic is shiluach avadim. Number two, Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, Yovel he, Ava Bishlom Tshabdu, Ava Bishlom Shalchu. No, Yovel he, even if you didn't send the land back or the Avadim, Yochel Ava Bishlom Taku, you might think even if you didn't blow shofar, Tamal Amar he. So Rabbi Yossi's opinion is no, that Tkiyah Shofar is that which is definitional to Yovel. Remember the Machlokas we mentioned yesterday, and I connect to this. Even the word Yovel, we mentioned in Machlokas, Rashi Rabban, what is the word Yovel referring to? Rashi says the word Yovel is referring to the Shofar. Bin Shochai Yovel, Hemi Yalu Bahar. The Ramban said that Yovel is referring to the Shiluach Avadim, Yuval. So even that machlokas in linguistics might be reflective of a deeper machlokas. What's the definitional characteristic of Yovel? So we have a machlokas whether it's tekiyah shofar or shiluach avadim. So now we're going to explain the second opinion. Since there's an exclusion and an inclusion, so why does the second opinion pick tekiyah shofar? Why is that the definitional part of Yovel? Lafi, answers the Gemara, two answers. Because it's possible that you won't have any, the Torah wants to give a case of what's common. So it could be that there's not going to be any avadim to free in the world. Like Bizman Hazeh, maybe there's no status of avadim Bizman Hazeh. But everybody's always going to have a shofar. There's always going to be a shofar in the world. So the Torah wanted to pick a davar matsui to make Yovel Tali on. That is point number one. If we have time at the end, I'll mention something on that. Davar acher, or, as the Brisa, zum misur lebezin, zur ein misur lebezin, or shofar's in bezin, so you know they're going to do it. Shiluach avadim, maybe they'll say, I don't want to send my avadim away. So, and if everybody refuses, so maybe if that would have been the definitional aspect, then there wouldn't be Yovel. So that's why the Torah picks something that Beis Din will do. Okay. My Davar Acher, yeah?
Are we assuming that when they're talking here, if Yom Kippur would have come out on Shabbos for Yovel, they would have...
If Yom Kippur would call out on Shabbos, yeah? If Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, right, there must be a drush about that. Do you blow shofar when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos? Remember, shofar is not a malacha. The Gemara says, Gzera Derava. Zera Derava. So in the Beis HaMikdash and the Beis Din, right? Shavuos HaMikdash, there's not going to be a reason why there. The question is, we blow shofar, all Bati Din and blow shofar, not just the one in Beis Din. So do all the Bnei Yisrael blow shofar when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos? That I'm not sure. But at least at the Beis HaMikdash, for sure they can. So my Davar Acher. So what is this extra, we have two reasons. Why do you pick shofar? Because there's always going to be a shofar and it's in Beis Din. Why do you need the second one? And if you want to say that the first reason doesn't work, because there's definitely going to be somebody, if there's an Eved in the world, somebody's going to listen to the Chachamim and say, Besofa Olam, Delo Mishaleach, there's nobody. So there's another reason. Zum Mesur Lebezin, Zurein Mesur Lebezin. Okay, so that's why this opinion picks Tekiyah Shofar, period. So that explains Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Where he gets Tekiyah Shofar from, because it's the most matsui, it's the most common. So why does Rabbi Yehuda then say that Shiluach Avadim is the definitional aspect of Yovel? On Mark Krakos, the Pazak says, Ukrasem Duror Ba'aretz. You shall call out freedom, Liberty Bell. You shall call out freedom to the land. Ukrasim Dror Ba'aretz. Vikasavar and Rabbi Yehuda Darshins. Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Velo Lefnei Fanav. Rabbi Yehuda holds that this Lashon of Ukrasim Dror Ba'aretz is connected to the following pasuk, is the pasuk Yovel He. And right before Yovel He, it says Ukrasim Dror Ba'aretz. So Rabbi Yehuda assumes that Yovel He in the pasuk is referred to what's right before it in the pasuk, and not two things what's before it in the pasuk. So Yovel he, this is Yovel. Right before that in the pasuk, you have Ukrasim Dror Ba'aretz. You shall declare freedom in the land, which is Shiluach Avadim. So that's definitional to Yovel he. That's definitional to Yovel, and it's not referring to the previous pasuk, which refers to Tekiyas Shofar. Period. Says the Gemara, to kuli amal drar lashon cheros my mashma. So how do you know that drar means freedom? So that was the Rabbi Yehuda's makar, that drar is referring to setting the slaves free. How do you know the drar means freedom? The Tanya, ein drar el lashon cheros, because there's a brisa that says drar means freedom. Am Rabbi Yehuda, my lashon drar, why, what, how does it refer to it? Kimit dayer be daira, drar is from the word dayer, dayer be daira, like somebody who travels, who lives wherever he wants. Umavos char b'chal medina, somebody who's free to go live wherever they want. So the word dur, dayar, means to live. So a free person can live wherever he wants. What? Like dira, right? So, fine. Amar b'chiyam rabar rabar b'yochanan, zu div rabi yudar b'yosi. So we've had two shitas already. What's definitional to Yovel? One opinion said tkiya shofar on Yom Kippur. One of them said shiluach avadim. Avol chachamim sovrim shlashton ma'akvos bo. There's a third opinion. The chachamim say all three aspects of Yovel are ma'akev. Tkiya shofar, shiluach avadim, and achzaras karka. So three opinions. Why? Because what do they hold? Ksavri mikra nidrash lefanav, velefnefanav, ula achrav. Because they say the word Yovel he in the Torah is referring to everything before it and everything after it. Right before it is a pasuk about shiluach avadim. Two pasukim before it is a pasuk about tkiya shofar. And the pasuk right after it is a pasuk about returning the land. So that's why the chachamim hold against the first two opinions. The chachamim say that Yovel requires all three ingredients. V'haksiv Yovel. But the pasuk says Yovel. There's some limitation. That is Yovel even if something. So there's some limit. So there's some inclusion that is Yovel even if something is lacking. So they say no. Hahut afilu b'chutz la'aretz. No, their chiddush is that it's Yovel even in chutz la'aretz. When Yovel is knowing in Eretz Yisrael, it's knowing in chutz la'aretz. V'haksiv ba'aretz. It says only in Eretz Yisrael. So ahu, that's this limit. Bizman she'noig dror ba'aretz, noig b'chutz la'aretz. Bizman she'enoig ba'aretz, enoig b'chutz la'aretz. No, the chiddush is that it's only in chutz la'aretz when it is noeg ba'aretz. Okay, so bizman hazeh, we don't have Yovel. We don't have Yovel because we skip the year. It's interesting that based on our cycles, we don't even leave a year empty. Assuming, let's say, it wouldn't count for the 7-year cycle. So, but we don't count Yovel. We don't have Yovel today because we're lacking the ingredients.
How would it be manifest in
Chutz La'aretz? So maybe Shmitas Karka. Maybe just outside. Outside of the, what? Would you have to be Shaleach Avadim? I don't know. Would there be Shiluach Avadim outside? Would there be, there's no Hachzaras HaKarka. There's no din Yerush, there's no din Steachuza outside of in Chutz La'aretz. So maybe Shiluach Avadim. We'll do homework for tomorrow for that. The sofa. So that's what Tosfos says. That's a great diak. So Rav Ben Nun says Tosfos dafilu b'chutz la'aretz. Says Tosfos, really everybody must agree to this chutz la'aretz, because what did the lashon say before? Even if there's somebody besof ha'olam that has an eved that's sending him free. So that's what Tosfos says. Everybody must hold that it's chutz la'aretz. So maybe that also proves your point, Yisrael, that even in chutz la'aretz it must be shiluach avadim is halachic in chutz la'aretz. Okay, last piece, v'lenetia. Back to the Mishnah Daf Beis. The Mishnah had said that Aleph Tishrei is also Rosh Hashanah for netia, for little saplings. This was regarding the halacha of Arla. We know Arla, the first 3 years that I plant something, it is off limits. It's Aser Bahana. So how do you count the years of Arla? So the Mishnah is v'chadesh, that if I plant something in the middle of Cheshvan, so Tishrei, Kesler, right? Elul, once Aleph Tishrei comes, that's year number 2 already. That's year number 2, right, for Arla. So the Netiya, I mean, Olin, how do you know that? Tafsif Shalosh Shanim Arelim, the Pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, 3 years it should be Arelim, it should be off limits for you. Dichsif Ubashana Haravias, and in the 4th year, then it'll be Netaravai. The Yol of Shana Shana mi Tishrei, and you learn Xer Shava from Tishrei. Dichsif me Rashis Hashana, and that refers to Tishrei as we had yesterday. Feligmar Shana Shana mi Nisan, so why do you learn Xer Shava from Nisan? Dichsif Rishin Lachem Lachachi Hashana, why do you learn that? So the Gemara says no. You do what's more comparable. Don in Shana, She'eni Machadashim, Mishana She'eni Machadashim. The Pasuk by Tishrei and the Pasuk by Arla both mention Shana without mentioning months. So that's more comparable to the Nisan case. They don in Shana, She'eni Machadashim, Mishana She'eni Machadashim. And you'll learn it from Nisan, which also mentions months in there. So that's why you have the Xerah Shavah from Tishrei and not from Nisan. So the Gemara alluded to the fact that there is no Shiluach Avadim Bizman Hazeh. So is that because there is no institution of Avadim Bizman Hazeh? This, when does this come up? Why does this make a difference in our life? Because there is a Mishnah in Kiddushin where Rabbi Tarfon says, Yecholin Mamzerin Li Taher. Rabbi Tarfon says, I have a way where a Mamzer, Rachman al Islan, a big tragedy sometimes, could become Tar, could be Ice Mamzer. How does a Mamzer lose a status? If a Mamzer has a child, the kids are Mamzer, Mamzeris. So how do you lose a status? So Rabbi Tarfon comes up with this big Kiddush, this Lamdis, that if you have the Mamzer that marries a Shivcha Kananis, and the Shivcha Kananis' child is a guy, so then the kid can convert and he won't be a Mamzer anymore. So that's where we tarfen. So some poskim wanted to suggest, you know, so let's go get a makeshift l'kananesis today, and we'll solve the mamzer problem. The shaila is there, the Lubavitcher Rebbe was involved in this, you know, can that work, bizman hazeh? Could you go to a place where, could you just make a shifcha kananis? So Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shechler quotes this, Rav Soloveitchik quoted, says the following quote, Lincoln freed the slaves. What did he mean by that? Lincoln freed the slaves? Meaning there's no status of slavery, bizman hazeh. No, it's not recognized by the government. And even, he added, even if you want to go to a place, some country in a third world country where there is such a thing, but it's still in the world, it's against what the world believes in. So therefore, there's no status. You can't have a status of shifcha kananis bizman hazeh. So that's why that, even though we'd like an option, a way out, but it'd be tarfin's heter wouldn't work bizman hazeh. So that relates to this gemara a little bit. That it's enough of a dafyomi connection. That shiluach avadim, are there avadim bizman hazeh? It's not just is there, but can there exist the status of avadim and shvachas bizman hazeh? So that is important halacha lamaisa relating to that sheet of Rabbi Tarfin and Maseches Kedusha. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue Bez Hashem. Tomorrow, today she was Zeicha Nishmas, Esther Bas Chanoch, sponsored by the Stern family. Okay. I thought there was not much to say today. I didn't think it would take the whole time.